W-H-C-O, and Sparta means W-H-C-O.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's W-H-C-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-H-C-O, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. You're listening to The People Speak here on Rook Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come in and say a few words. The sun's shining.
True. It's warming up a little bit.
It's warming up a little bit after a little bit of a snow last night. Just a small skiff there. Just enough you could see it on the rooftops and that sort of thing. And it looks like it's going to be a very pretty day today. On a holiday today.
Exactly. Yeah. The schools are out.
Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday. And the schools are out. The banks are closed. Post office closed. And, of course, the Randolph County Courthouse is closed today. This is a recognized holiday, and so, therefore, they are closed on this particular day.
So not a lot going on. But
well, yes, there's not a tremendous amount going on. There's always the regular administrative work that you have to deal with from day to day. But this time of year, you're kind of in the slow time of period. It's before we begin the real estate tax cycle again. And we had finished and completed all the budget work. Actually, I mentioned a couple of things about it. The second real estate tax distribution went out last week. And most receiving agencies, governmental agencies, should be receiving them this week, or they may have already received them last week. But that is from the second real estate tax collection, which was due, if I remember correctly, December 21st or something like 22nd. And of course, being over the holidays, it takes a little bit of time to accumulate all the information and prepare the distributions. Now remaining from that are the late assessments that'll have to come in, the interest and those types of things that'll go with it, and the final one that'll be put together, which is a much smaller one. It represents only maybe about 5% of the total. Will probably be out about mid-February, and that'll complete the tax cycle from 2020, which got behind, if you remember correctly, quite a bit due to good old COVID and the many other issues that we had in 2020, which slowed the process down. But so that is moving along. We got through the second distribution. They'll go through the finalization, the late payments, the interest collections, those before the publications, and wrap up the final distributions that will take place hopefully about mid-February, I would think, and then that will complete the process. And believe it or not, the whole thing begins again with the border review. Probably, of course, obviously dates are yet to be set, but probably sometime in April or early May, hopefully we'll be back into the next tax right. cycling, and hopefully it'll go a little bit better here in 2021. And normally we like to have the bills out in midsummer, July, that sort of thing, with collections in September and October. But we'll see how it goes together this year. Hopefully it'll go together quite a bit better than, this time around.
Hopefully this year will go a lot smoother.
Yeah, hopefully this year will be better than 20 was. That's for sure.
All right, I'll tell you what. We got a break. Let's go ahead and throw that in here, and we'll be back here listening to the People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. It is 9:36. I'm Jeff. You're listening to The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day so far. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And as we just talked, before the break, you know, not
talking a little bit about the real estate tax cycle from last year, from 2020, and that is now complete and are pretty much complete in the process. It hopefully we'll have it all wrapped up by the middle of February and actually ready for the next round as it'll be. I mentioned a couple of things about roads. Of course, we Randolph County has bought the necessary salt and treatments for roads. However, we haven't had much use for it up to now. And salt stays good all summer long, so if we don't need it this year, that suits me just fine. We don't have to have a difficult winter. We're basically halfway through winter right now at the middle of January, and so maybe we'll get lucky and we'll have a nice easy winter and we won't have a lot of need for road treatments this year. As far as road work, there we are considering a couple of additional bridge jobs that will, you know, possibly take place. We had just completed a bridge on County Road 5. Mm-hmm. Had to think of it there just for a minute. The one that runs from Rockwood north up to Wine Hill.
Right.
Okay, that road there. And there's actually two bridges on it. One was replaced, the one to the south, which is about a mile and a half roughly north of Rockwood. That one we replaced late last summer into the fall and completed the process. And I think the whole process was completed about the 1st of November. There is a second bridge about a mile north of that one, maybe a mile and a quarter. That bridge has been there since the 1960s. It actually has a steel structure under it. There is no other bridges on that road. Everything else is culverts. Mm-hmm. Culverts are, you know, tile or culverts or the large box culverts. But the other one is a steel structure bridge underneath, and the deck has been on it since about 1960, and that one is scheduled. We're going to take a look at it. There's some funds available through Motor Fuel and some Build Illinois grants that are available, and we're going to be taking a look at that one, possibly with the engineering. I'm not sure if that one will actually get changed out in 21. The process obviously takes a lot of time for engineering and the necessary approvals before you actually get out there with the track hose and start busting the deck off. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little bit different, and the fact we'll just be changing the deck out, or that's what we're thinking about at this point in time. The steel structure seems to be in pretty good shape and will remain. Just clean it up and pull the old deck up off, clean it up, put a new deck on it. But it's still a good size bridge, and it will take some effort. And there's another one over towards the West County, the western part of Randolph County. I'm not exactly sure when that one will come up, but we've had some engineering, you know, take a look at it, and that one will probably be either late 21 or 22, and as I get some more information on it and it moves forward in progress, I'll let you know. We bid out the rock and oil for next year, and so those bids are approved and are in place for when we begin in the summertime. So those things are moving along very well in the road area. Progress committee met last week on Thursday. We had nice discussions about some of the opportunities coming up, for the year, still in the process. If you remember the four-lane coalition that Commissioner Dr. Kena had worked on, that was funded in last year's budget, which, you know, is good through this year as well. And we'll see if it, that was included in last year's budget. We'll see if it actually gets funded now. whether they'll actually write the check, but there was $15 million in there for engineering studies on that. It would be very nice if they would. It would be nice to begin the engineering studies on that and set, you know, because after you get through phase one engineering, then you're in a position to do the detail work. And if everything's in place, do the detail work and actually begin to bid. But you know, that project is still a ways off. But if we can actually get the phase one engineering approved and everything, that would take it a long ways and hopefully keep it moving forward. I believe over time it's going to continue to move forward. I know it doesn't affect Randolph County, but north of Murfreesboro, all the phase one has been completed on that all the way up to through to Virgins, that area. So that's one that might likely have the potential to go fairly quickly. If the federal would release money for it, and we'll see how it goes under the new administration that we're going to have to deal with here coming up, well, the middle of this week. So we'll see how it fits into their priorities. And, you know, you're not going to know much of anything for the first 100 days or so, but as it moves forward, we'll see how it fits into their priorities and what might become available for it as well. Also, in progress committee, we have another eclipse coming up here in a couple of years. We're looking at some, you know, planning possibly for that. Tourism is a very large part of Randolph County. Many people come here from the St. Louis area for tourism. Well, not 2020, but in normal years, many people come here for this area, and we're thinking about how we could promote that and move it forward and help out. Continue to help the World Shooting Complex, and hopefully they can be back into action this year. We still don't have any, firm commitments from the state of Illinois as what they're going to allow, but at least none that I'm aware of that have happened very quickly here. But hopefully they'll make commitments so we can have that back in Randolph County again as well. And then working with the Enterprise Zone as to possible projects. There were several discussions of projects last year for the Randolph County area. Of course, being an unusual year, most of that stuff, well, I won't use the word canceled, didn't end, but it just kind of was put on hold. We did have one small project down in Evansville, a company called Next Level Metals moved from the Baldwin area to the Evansville area. I believe that's pretty well complete. Also in the Enterprise Zone in Columbia, Illinois, but anywhere within, you know, any progress within a 30-mile radius is going it's going to benefit us. It may not be directly where we want, but at least you get the peripheral or side benefits of it. There is a fairly nice office complex, I'll call it that, going up there in Columbia, Illinois, on the northwest side, which is in the Enterprise Zone, and it is moving forward as well for Columbia, Illinois. So that is a project that's going to be beneficial, and so that's fruit of a couple of small projects from the Enterprise Zone. Although its initial year of 2020, its beginning year, didn't go the greatest because of COVID, at least it's off and going and beginning, and so hopefully this year we'll start getting back more to normal, and maybe by 22 this will all be long ways in the rearview mirror and forgot about. I know my church that I attend in Redbud normally has an auction, you know, in February, but it's not going to happen this year, so I'm not going to make that church dinner. But by 22 I'd like to be back into the full run of church dinners. I like going to those and enjoy being a part of them and the auctions and walking around in Viston. So I'd like to get much more back to normal on that.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in. We'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak. Welcome back. Got a little time left in the program today talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we talked about the taxes, we talked about roads a little bit and stuff like that. I guess Enterprise Zone.
Yeah, Enterprise Zone and economic development. We had mentioned that, and I had mentioned that tourism is a substantial part of Randolph County's economy. Obviously, agriculture is number one,
right?
By far, but tourism is a very important part. And along that line, I'll mention, I think I'd mentioned it to you on the break, that went blank there just a moment. It'll come back to me. National monument status that we had been working towards, and Chris Martin had done a tremendous amount of work towards this for the Prairie du Rocher area. It's already it's a national historic site, and we were looking at national monument status through the National Park Service. And we had submitted quite a bit of documentation on this in order to apply for it, and our documentation was very well received. And I'm getting to the point here in just a little bit. Congressman Bost had done a lot to turn it in, but a nice development over the last few weeks is Senator Duckworth's office out of Chicago had taken a look at it and had some interest in it as well. And so now you're seeing, you know, a different group of individuals that are picking it up and taking a look at it as a possibility as well for a national monument status, which is very nice. That means you're getting a little bit wider support for it than we were before. So with, of course, obviously there hasn't been, you know, any significant feedback from it, but just the fact that they're reviewing it and considering it as a possibility in and of itself is very good. Now with the change in administrations coming up here on Wednesday, it's hard to say exactly what will go. I know under President Trump's administration, he was actually, you know, looking forward to a point, you know, I'm not sure that's not the point, is not the correct term, but establish a few more national monuments around the country and historical sites. And so it had received very well under his administration. Whether it'll be under the next one, it's hard to say. But at least you had some interest in it. You have some people taking a look at it. Sometimes it's easy to forget that, but it's quite accurate, and you heard me mention it before, that Randolph County was actually the western border of the United States at one time. Mm-hmm. And the United States didn't go past the Mississippi River. And we have a tremendous amount of history going back 300 years, the nation was established, and even, you know, quite a bit before and through the, you know, the establishment of Lewis and Clark and those that, you know, in the Louisiana Purchase. That's what I was trying to think of there. Mm-hmm. Trying to remember my history here. Sometimes you go blank, but I should remember it better than that. But in remembering my history on some of these things, it has a lot of history in it, and it's very important back through the time periods. And so hopefully that'll develop a little traction. We can continue on to that, and it would be nice to see that move forward as well. I think that would be beneficial.
True. That's a nice area down there, too.
Oh, it's a beautiful area along the bluffs and along the river. It is a very beautiful area.
I mean, if you get a nice day and stuff, just go for a drive down through there.
I've been there many times, and I always enjoy the area. And a little further south of the Prairie du Rocher area, which is the Pierre Menard home and the bluff and the state park, they're overlooking it. Those are very nice areas, and I've always enjoyed visiting those, and it's a very good part. Even from when I was a small boy, I used to like to go there, and
right.
You know, as kids, you like to run around and and play, and it was a very nice place.
Yeah, Fort Kaskaskia was always a big one for scouting events.
It was a very big one for scouting events. When I had a scout troop back in the 80s, we used to camp there quite a bit. And it was a very nice camping area as well, and enjoyed it. So it would be a very nice place for that type of thing to exist. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we'll get some interest in it, and it'll move forward.
And I mean, that basically would mean federal money coming in to help.
Well, as a if it would actually make it, you know, to a monument status, now it's a part of the National Park Service. So yes, it would be then under the budget and funding of the National Park Service, which would, you know, obviously raise it quite a bit in its level of priority. Mm-hmm. And to be well maintained, as well as the levees well maintained, the buildings preserved, as well as all the benefits of tourism that go along with that. Our national parks are some of the most visited places in the United States through the course of a year, and you know, millions of people visit those, and that would certainly be beneficial to our area, not only for its historical preservation, but for its economy as well.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like we're out of time, but
well, it's been nice to be here today. I always enjoy stopping by and having a chance to say a few words and discuss some of the things that we're working on in Randolph County.
All right. Well, we appreciate having you, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Well, that's quite all right. You have a wonderful day.
You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow.